Well, as hostilities escalate across Syria between governed forces and the foreign bank militants, diplomatic efforts have also intensified to find a negotiated solution to the crisis. The UN Arab League envoy has met with both the government and opposition, but to no avail yet. Here's more.
Diplomatic efforts continue to solve the crisis in Syria. The Arab League UN envoy, Lakhdar Brahimi, has met with the Syrian opposition on his visit to Damascus.
We were briefed on Brahimi's efforts for reaching an international consensus to resolve the crisis, specifically a Russian-American one. Emphasis was put on stopping the violence and resolving the crisis via political means so that the Syrian people can be saved from the dangers of armed conflict, destruction, and displacement.
During the meeting, opposition groups told Brahimi they're against any foreign military intervention in Syria. The UN Arab League envoy earlier held talks with the Syrian president. Bashar Assad told the diplomat that his government supports any effort that would serve the interests of the Syrian people and would preserve Syria's sovereignty and independence. The foreign-based opposition led by Ahmed Muaz Khatib has, however, rejected any dialogue with Assad's government. On the ground, fighting between the foreign-backed militants and government forces has intensified across the country. But Syria is not just threatened by the armed groups. Western governments are deploying more and more troops near the Syrian border in Turkey. This has strengthened speculations about a possible military intervention in Syria. Many observers believe that any Western intervention will have disastrous consequences, and the Arab nation will disintegrate into three parts. The Western governments, for their part, have on frequent occasions openly called for regime change in Syria, which is said to be part of a plan aimed at changing the geopolitics of the Middle East in favor of Israel.
Well, Egyptians approved the country's new constitution, which is based on Islamic law. The head of Egypt's High Electoral Commission says nearly 64% of all Egyptians voted yes to the new constitution. Samir Abu Al-Mati says the no vote was a little over 36%. Nearly 33% of Egyptians inside and outside the country cast their ballots during the two rounds of a referendum on the draft charter. About a million of the over 70 million ballots cast were annulled over voting irregularities. Marty rejected allegations of no judicial oversight, saying the vote was transparent. He says members of the judiciary were present at every polling station. He also says the High Electoral Commission has responded to all complaints. Well, from New York, let's talk to Nasser Al-Omari, writer and political commentator. Welcome to the program, sir. Mr. Al-Omari, now that the constitution has been approved by the majority of the people, what can we expect from different parties and groups across the political spectrum in Egypt?
Well, the opposition right now, which is what's called liberals, have a pledge to fight against the constitution, although they have promised to fight peacefully through elections. Mr. Morsi, of course, has signed the constitution, so it's good to go. And now the country looks forward to the next parliamentary elections, which will be very, very polarizing to the country based on the reaction by both parties to the referendum on the constitution.
And where should we go from here? I mean, will we see the situation moving towards calm and tranquility in the country?
I doubt that we will see calm and tranquility, at least politically, because both sides feel like they, you know, the constitution, on the, like, Morsi's side, they believe that they have enough political clout to move on toward the parliamentary election. On the other hand, the opposition feel like the constitution does not really represent the will of the Egyptian people, and because of certain items in the constitution that are perceived to dictate to the other side, their political rights. So I believe that we will see a lot of political friction until the parliamentary election is coming up in a couple of months.
And very briefly, sir, how do you compare Mr. Morsi's foreign policy to the foreign policy of Egypt during the Mubarak era?
It's extremely different from the Mubarak era. We are talking about a different regime in Egypt. This is obviously a regime that sees eye to eye with foreign countries, compared to the situation with the Mubarak regime, who was viewed by Egyptians to be a puppet regime in the hands of the West, even the State of Israel. So Morsi has stood by the Palestinians. He has made a great progress in bringing the country together. But the challenges are considerable going, from here. And I think he will have to deal with the deteriorating situation economically now, which I think will be his next challenge.
Indeed. Mr. Nasser Al-Omari, writer and political commentator from New York, thanks for your thoughts, sir.